This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Accredited, powered by 10th year seniors here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Ronaldo, and I will do my best to captain the ship, keep us down the straight and narrow, and try to see if we can hold on to our jobs.
I'm Ricardo. I'm just happy that crawfish season is back open,
and we one step closer to Emancipation Day.
When is that? Oh, sorry. Go, Jim.
Apparently, it's Monday.
Mark, and we need more August Monday holidays.
I feel like they said we already have too much.
Who could possibly say we have to see? And this is why John needs to run for office, because as we know, and as we said last week when we made our political declarations, John's major platform
is more holidays. But not just holidays.
Thank you, John. Go ahead.
More long weekends.
Mm-hmm. So you
Friday and Monday.
So let me understand this. You want
two 4-day work weeks.
Yeah.
We're going like Japan.
Talk to the people.
So you want to position holidays around weekends, or you want to introduce more holidays as well?
I'd introduce more as well.
Okay. All right.
Both.
I give it that.
I feel like if Independence Day falls on a Wednesday, You should have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off.
Wow. See, that's not... You add more days to the stretch as well. I got you.
You don't think the people want that?
I think the people want that. I also think Bahamians want more Junkanoo on holidays as well. That's
also
in jeopardy.
Was there a delay?
Just want more Junkanoo, period.
Yeah. Was there a delay in independence shipment stuff? Because I'm seeing like way more pride with independence stuff lately than I saw in July.
I think this year we just want to extend it. Because
more holiday, there you go.
Yeah, we wanted to extend the vibes, not the actual holiday, not anything that stems from the holiday, none of the benefits, but we wanted to extend the vibe.
I kid you not. I thought independence was like 2 months ago, but in talking with people, it was just under a month, and all of this is just too much. It's just too much at this point.
No pride.
It's not pride. It's just that we've now moved on to something else.
Guys, we have to accept our responsibility.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't National Pride Day the other day?
See, that how long ago that felt to you?
But everything's feel like a year.
Okay. I'll go.
Do you guys... No, we ain't going there yet. Do you guys understand the responsibility that we have? There has been a lot of drama swirling and circling around these circles. Sometimes you get irked. Sometimes things are happening. It is up to the accredited to really be the anchor on this ship right now. And boy, what a ship that is if it's up to us.
I hate the fact that the name of the show is called... See, this is why we need more production meetings. The fact that we are considered the group of people that is accredited
for anything,
it's crazy work.
We were always unaccredited at one point.
Definitely. Y'all need to tell that story at some point. But if you want to join the conversation today, phone lines open 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or toll free from the Family Islands at 242-300-5720. Text lines are also active today. Please don't cause no drama. I'm talking to one particular texter in particular, Niall's best friend. But you get us up at 422-GR96. That's 422-4796.
Pay John Quill the money.
But you better know. Anyway, it caused me to forget he was on the radio just now. But, okay, so what's the lead? The lead right now has to be what's going on right now at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. If you did not know, well, you should know. The B3A's Open Nationals are underway right now at this present moment as you're listening. Day two starts at 5 p.m.
Well, 5 p.m.
5 p.m. this afternoon. Hot. Yeah, so for those first few events, I would say for the first 2 hours, it can be a little hot. So do your best to try to get in the shade. But we want to recap night one so far, we had one additional qualifier for the world champs, and that's Kyron Culmer in the, was it triple jump?
Yeah, triple jump, 17.29.
Kyron Culmer in the triple jump. And whenever it's a world championship or Olympic year, nationals takes on an additional meaning because you know you have to have the best out there. You know the best have to perform at that meet specifically. So, John, give us your thoughts on night one. You were actually on the ground there. What was the vibes like? Like I said, we're a very vibe-based community.
First of all, it was hot. Like, I got to mention that. Like, boy.
I missed the new old stadium.
Yeah.
Or the old new stadium.
That we're never going to take for granted that shade again that you get when the sun's on the other side.
When are we getting the new old stadium back?
Allegedly May next year. Mm.
A lot of things happen in May next year.
Boy, yes. Plenty. But yeah, no, it was something where personally as a sports fan and quote-unquote journalist, I just feel there needs to be more done in these nationals, right? Like, I feel like if Jamaica has a nationals, you're going to be getting a big crowd regardless, right? Granted, I know we don't have the biggest fields and it's just a Bahamian base and we don't have the depth that the other countries have. But I just feel like it's something where we need more support. It's like I said, the old stadium isn't the best place to go watch a track event. If it was at the new stadium, maybe. But I just think we need more support. Like, we really have to support. We had world champions out there, Olympic gold medal in college. And this is the opportunity to see them shine before any other time. Like, so Keyshawn was out there. You know, he had an injury. He's coming back. He threw 72. I think it was like 72, 29, somewhere around there. Not anywhere close to what he does. But everyone's getting ready for NACAC. Like, so this meet is leading up to the people who are trying to get to world championships to NACAC. So you had that. You had the high jump. Boy, I don't know what it is, but something was definitely wrong with the high jump bar because that thing was falling. Like, I don't know if we don't take care of the equipment properly or whatever it is. Because
Sean said high jump bar.
The high jump. It took them like 40 minutes to finally get the competition going. And, you know, the things like, I hate when I see that because it reminds me of Jacario and
Kurifta. Oh, when we were at Kurifta.
When all of a sudden you're warmed up, you're ready to go, and then you have a dead period and you're not going to perform as well as you are. I feel this is the first time that I could remember that the 100 meters was the most anticipated event.
Yeah, because going into the women's 100, you had Anthea Charlton, who'd run one of the fastest times in the world this year. You had Camille Rutherford, both run sub 11. Second times this season, so we haven't had two women run that fast in a very long time, and you had the opportunity to see them go head to head, and Thea Charlton continues her amazing season.
Yeah, that was a pro debut.
One of the best seasons we've seen.
Oh, hands down,
from a collegiate start.
Is if they ran a new track, would the times have been faster?
I'm not enough of a track person to know how much of a difference it makes.
What I'm told is that track in the new stadium is one of the fastest materials in the world. Like, I guess it's like the bounciness and the springiness of the track.
I have been hearing all of my life, people just always say it's a fast track. They don't even just say that about that one. I feel like that's just a common thing to say, yeah. It's a fast track. So, I don't know.
I don't know what the deal is, but I just feel like it puts our athletes to a disadvantage if we're still at the old Tar Stadium. Also, why do we still have two stadiums named after Thomas A. Robinson? Like, that's going to bring up a big discussion, but you only need one, bro.
Well, you better go to the phone lines saying stuff like that.
I thought the what we call the old Tar Stadium is just supposed to be for, like, warm-ups and training. It's not supposed
to be. It's a world-class warm-up stadium, I can tell you that.
Well, it can't be that if we don't have the other one, Carter.
Yeah, but that is true. It's so situations like this.
But what you're saying, yes, that was...
That's what it was supposed to be for. I thought that's what we kept it to.
When you have two.
Okay.
When you have one, then that's the main event.
But then you have the 100 meters, too.
And then the men's 100.
I, personally...
It was also a comeback story for Terrence Jones.
Yeah, for sure. And Wanya. Wanya was out 5 months.
Yeah.
So... I'll say I was expecting a little faster because in the semifinals, Wanye and Terrence ran like a 10.15 and a 10.16.
Probably trying to get used to the old track again.
But it's just that they were two people who were injured. They're our best two runners. Adam Musgrove impressed me because he is Mr. Consistent. Like, that dude is running a 10.2.
Oh, he's got a title.
10.3. Yeah. I named him.
I just was about to say,
I named him Mr. Consistent because he's always consistent.
Please, when y'all see him the next time, give him a bib with Mr. Consistent.
Yeah, just the highest honor. The highest honor.
Because you know what you're going to get out of him, right? Which isn't a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes you're just like Carlos Brown ran a 10.37, I think. But he ran a 10.04 a couple weeks ago. It's just funny. Like, you were expecting a little faster race, but at the same time, everyone's not in tip-top shape.
I think the anxiety around that is kind of the appeal to track and field in some sense, because the numbers are the numbers, right? And if you're Mr. Consistent, you know what's going to happen. But if you're not, it's kind of the same football cliche on any given Sunday. It's kind of holds true in track and field as well. We talked about the good things from yesterday, but there is one glaring thing. Everybody was waiting on – we cannot talk about day one without addressing it. Everyone was awaiting Shawnee Milowibo's return to the track and what that was going to look like. And she did not advance to the final.
No, they have the final. So what happened – and this is why, like, the format was – and I agree with how they're doing the format. They're letting them run the heats even though there isn't enough people. So they're giving them the whole process to go through, and they're still going to run tonight, which would be the finals. So that happened with the 100 meters. They let them run their heat. Everyone then qualified to
important correction.
Yeah, everyone then qualified to the final. But yeah, no, it's as I said, you go out there, and I remember, you know, seeing Shawnee pre-family, and it was to a point where like Shawnee was always like the muscle mass was there, was in shape. Not saying she's not in shape now. But you could just see that she's still coming back. And people have to not be disappointed if she isn't where she was before. Because let's be real, having a baby is not an easy thing to do. I can't.
She's a victim of her own success. When you become the greatest we've ever seen at this particular
one of the greatest event, to ever,
and you're one of the greatest to ever do it, people are always going to expect that standard. There's not going to be a lot of nuance around that conversation. So because of the resume that she's built, that expectation will always be there no matter what. And people aren't going to look at the other factors. People aren't going to exercise the kind of grace and caution with these arguments that they should.
My favorite moment came in the Shawnee race, right? Because it was Valcourt, Shawnee, and Alexis Roberts was in the race, right? And it's one of those things, you know, when you see, I wish I had my camera going, like recording it or something. But it was like a oh wow moment. Alexis had, because she's warming up next, and then Shawnee warmed up. She's walking back, and Alexis, it looked like what, and she just looked at Shawnee and did the oh wow, like this is one of the craziest things. Like I'm running against someone I looked up to, someone who I just broke a record of. You know what I'm saying? Like to me that, but that's the cool moments you get here, where the younger are able to have an opportunity to race the athletes that are superstars.
So today, like we said, action gets started at 5 p.m. Some of the highlights, if we look to the field events, I think the men's long jump is something to really focus on. And then also the pole vault.
The women's long jump?
Yeah, you have Brandon Vanderpool chasing standard and that.
I hope that's after 7. I hope Yali and long jump in round 05.
That's 6:30. That starts at 6:30. And then Anthea Charlton comes back in the women's long jump. We know she's already headed to world championships, but I mean, still, it's Anthea Charlton.
You got the 400 meters for Shawnee.
And then so we head to the track. You have the 200 meters, you have the 400 meters, and then also huge, huge on the schedule, that women's 100 meter hurdles, because that is probably the most star-studded event that we are going to have. Three Olympians in that race. Of course, Devon Charlton leading that.
Yeah.
Charisma Taylor, and then also
Cartwright.
Yes.
But that, to me, is the premier race of the day. Even though Stevie's supposed to be running a 200.
Yes.
Even though Stevie's running a 200, I don't know if Terrence and Wanya is running the 200. I'm assuming they are going to be in it. That's just get us like, put it as like a check on tech results. But that 100-meter women's hurt should just have been the last event of the night. Because to me, that's going to be the most fireworks.
That's true.
In the event. Like you have to play to the crowd sometimes and just be like, hey, this is the best race we're going to have. We have the three world-class Olympians in this race. Make it happen. No live stream, though.
I wonder why.
Why is that?
I don't know. I get it.
Because
we ain't firing no shots today.
We're
celebrating. Shawnee's back.
You know how dangerous
I thought she was retired. You all thought she retired. She's back. She's returning to the track. We all happy. That's good. We good.
How's that not
and big, Stevie's coming back.
How's it not a bigger deal?
Last time I said anything from Stevie was on social media. He was at a Lady Gaga concert. It was wild. Happy that he's back as well.
Great concert. How's it not a bigger deal? Like having... What do we think behind that is? Do we just have the limited bandwidth where we just have too many things to pay attention to?
But we don't. We don't have anything. Nothing is happening right now.
I don't mean, I think, even just locally. Let's, like, in general, now, how is it not a big deal?
preseason just started in the NFL. Nothing is going on right now in the NBA except LeBron talk. MLB is
Wait, Aiden was in the gym yesterday. You see that?
That's why we got to talk about that. But even in baseball, it's not picked up yet. I think it's a situation, and it goes off of the junk room conversation we've been having the last couple of weeks, where in a lot of these sporting groups, I think we operate just for the people in the group. We don't understand that there's a way that you need to attract casual fans to keep these sorts of things going.
You gotta get the casuals.
And I don't think that we think about that often. So even like with Junkanoo, we do things like the whole route that we have going on right now is only for those inside the Junkanoo community.
Because I have no idea what's happening with any of that.
And it's the same thing. Like this whole advertisement process for Sean H. Returner to Track, that's something that should have been everywhere, all on every news outlet, on every newspaper. And it was just like, oh yeah, we could just put some commercials out there. Sean H. coming back to the track. Y'all come see it. That was it. There was no promotion. There was no deep dive. There was none of that. And she is, if not one of the best in the world up there, as the best in the world, is wild.
The greatest we ever had.
Definitely.
Like, it's unequivocal. The greatest we ever had. And for her to pause her career to get started with her family, and then to come back like this. We saw her the beginning stages of the comeback, but then now to really get into it, because this has to be the year when you make those strides. I don't know. I just thought that would be a bigger deal to us as a people, because you see the pride that we had any time that she won one of those Olympic medals, and it just wasn't there.
Right. Thanks for joining your credit. Go ahead, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, go ahead, caller.
Yeah. Hi, Dale. Happy Knowles here. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good, sir.
Good. Just tuning in a little bit and listening to y'all, and you're talking about people not attending and supporting the events.
Yes, sir.
I think you touched on it just now, and I mentioned it the other day, that it's the product. And when I say the product, I'm not talking about the athletes. I'm talking about the whole thing. What draws people to want to come out of their bed on a Saturday or a Friday night or whatever and to do and to support, right? So we have to build these stories, and you're all doing a good job of it, but that to be a continuous thing across the board. It can't just be from one group, because the people who support them are going to support in terms of the people who are associated with the events and stuff. They're going to support. I did swimming for multiple years, and I saw the same thing happen. But it's the people like myself who don't go to, like I'm baseball, but other events and stuff like that. So what draws me to come out to watch something else other than the fact that I know I'm looking for the same type of support,
right?
But there's other people who don't do any sports, who like sports, but they're not going to come out because they could pull up something on a TV or talk some other stuff or get involved in whatever else it is. It's a competition for your people's time. Yeah. And we don't do enough things. And I'm not even talking about government, because I don't look for government to do anything. I think the people could do everything to promote their own entities and organizations, etc., federations, whatever.
Thank you, caller, for joining.
I'd like to comment on that. Yeah.
All right. No, but he's absolutely right. And this is the point 100%. I keep making. Like
the phrase that he said, competition for people's time. And I'm trying to figure out, how do you win that?
No, it starts with simple promotion now. We have to understand everything that we see on TV, whether it's a small Netflix release or some sort of small documentary. That's a lot of promotion that goes into that. Those companies put thousands of dollars behind promoting that on social media.
Millions. Well,
depends on that's why I use the word smaller. If it's a big show, like a big Disney series or Disney show or something, millions of dollars go into promotion and marketing. I'm not saying that we have to do the same things for events here, but we have to understand you're competing against so many factors for people's attention. But you have to position these things accordingly.
But you're right, because even when we did Corrupted with Cable, how long were they advertising before we even touched foot in Trinidad at that time?
We were there.
Yeah, it was a month. So you have to be able to, yes, put something where the fans are going to be able to interact. I know Devin's
foundation,
is going to be doing some giveaways and stuff today. So that's one thing they're trying to attract the younger crowd to be able to come in.
But again, you have to position even things like that. That I'm not saying that it's 100% on the B3 is, yeah. But it's things like that.
Yeah, no, this is not just this is not browbeating them. This is kind of indicative of everything across the board. And it goes back to what we always talk about wins. And we talked about this on Happy's show, actually, when we talk about sports as a big business. And that's kind of what he was alluding to. So if it is a big business, then you have all of those things in place. You have those different factors where the media is pushing the narratives. You have the production of the actual event. It's not just, hey, come down and sit on the old bleachers and watch people run and jump.
And that's all it is.
Something around
it. I'm not saying that you need to hire like a big team. You could hire a team of two or three people to get the content available. Get the content available and push it out. That could be, you could hire a whole communications group. You could hire help promote sports in the country to put together the cohesive messaging so your people can know sports is active from a local standpoint. But I just want to get to a quick
touch
before we continue. Niall's best friend said he's glad to see Shawna Miller back. He liked her in her prime, but he doesn't think she's currently at the top of her game, given her recent pregnancy, injuries, and age. Niall?
I mean, naturally, like we always said,
thank you, Captain Obvious.
We got so used to something that when you don't see her running those 49s, 50 seconds, you know, like in a prelim, there's nothing wrong with it. Like I said, it's a part of our life right now where this is just what it is. I when we were walking up here having our pre-production meeting, as Carter says we have to have more of them.
Yeah.
But when we're walking up the stairs and talking about it, she has done everything she needed to do on this track to prove that she is one of the greatest. We just say she's one of the greatest to ever win two gold medals, and especially the way that she won the one in Brazil. Like, that was probably the most viral thing that the Bahamas has had in a minute, except when I took the picture of Clay and them, you know, at the training camp.
Yeah,
but close second. Yeah, close second. I don't. The sofa's not bad.
I'm also blaming you for the Clay Megan thing, by the way. In my circles of people bringing
it up. Why is it my fault?
I was like, John had something to do with this. I don't know what, but it's John.
Just wait until after the half. But we will. Okay, so the thing about it is, I think the greatest appeal to sports is seeing people achieve close to superhuman feats, right? Uh-huh. That's number one. A close second is the narrative that you build around that.
Yep.
The narrative built around stepping away from it. And then her chase coming, trying to get back to that. Whether she gets back there or not, that is the entire appeal. So it's obvious that we know she's not where she was when she was winning Olympic 400 meter medals.
Right.
We know that. But the appeal of watching the story, the narrative of seeing her get back to that, is what we are actually here for.
I'll give you a bit more. In any other place in the world, just her return to the track this weekend.
Oh, what a soul.
She would have been on some sort of morning show. She would have been on some sort of midday show, some sort of evening
show.
And
look, we don't know if she and her team, if they don't want to do any of that. Nah, because that could be a part of it as well.
What I'm saying to you, even if she doesn't want to do it,
people would just have it out
there. That message would be out there. We have the greatest 200-meter runner in the history of our country returning to the track.
I mean, also, we should have done more about it.
This is what I'm saying. You would have had the whole dialogue on every news program and say, this weekend, the greatest sprint. You would go on and you would tell the story.
I didn't know she was going
to
be
back. This is the point I'm trying to make.
Until they had the press conference
People in the circle was like, oh, Shawna is back this week.
But the thing is, it's like,
what was the communication like? That was happening.
Well, we didn't know until Wednesday.
This is the point I'm making. There had to be communication before Wednesday to say, "Hey, Shawna available? Let's see Shawna coming back this weekend."
Yeah,
then have that as a that would be the draw. You should be everywhere with that story. The headline of Thursday and Friday paper should not have been whatever we ran with. I think on Thursday for the Tribune it was Minna saying we could ban fast food restaurants. For the Guardian was Brave Runner with something.
From people's cold dead hands.
Right.
That is not happening.
And I'm like, so Shawna Bach, the greatest, and we're not talking about her return to the track at home?
Yeah, but John Canoe in turmoil.
But everything
cool.
I know we talk about Shawna, but you know who we have to give a shout out to?
Whoever you say.
Donald Thomas. Because he's still doing his thing. He was. Yes. Mr. Longevity is
pause
right
that.
There.
Pause. Pause that.
But Mr. Consistency and Mr. Longevity.
You just giving out all type awards for half of the show.
Because it's just impressive seeing that he's still doing it. Like it's a feat in itself to be able to say he's been a high jumper for 35 years and he's what, 38?
He is all LeBron. That is crazy.
That is true. That is true.
So it's like between him and Kino.
Kino was at Jeff Rogers. But I mean, the wildest side I've ever seen. I was like, okay, we just
the world championship gold like puts you a little.
No, I just mean in terms of being 40 and being
still active
and still active and still getting it done. So yeah, will that change heading into night two? I hope it does. I hope us having this conversation possibly changes something headed into.
I think people's plans are already set. Like, Sean A is a big draw, but I think people went into this is a holiday weekend. Exuma having regatta, all kind of things competing. And this is why I say.
I also just learned that.
See, this is why I say there needs to be a consistent message coming out of the ministry to organize this.
Sean Canoe is in turmoil, Caro.
That's on a cultural end.
You know what next year is, right?
It's the Ministry of Youth.
I feel like that has taken.
And culture. You have a director of culture, you have a director of sports, you have a director of
youth. I get what you're saying. In my government, if I ever had a government, there would be a ministry of sports by itself. Like, sports would not be lumped in with other stuff.
But I don't even think we... I agree with that.
There you
but
go. For See, right I now, got one supporter.
But for right now, since we have a department of sports, I just ask it. What they doing? Where's the advertisement for the next big thing? What is the next big thing?
NACAC.
Where's the promotion for that?
Freeport.
They had a press conference like 2 weeks ago. We didn't get the video.
So they're relying on y'all as the reporters.
Oh, no, we didn't get the video.
Yeah, we don't even know.
Shout out to the Department of Sports. I don't understand.
Oh, volleyball's coming up, too.
Kosovo CVC Championships, August 4th.
Like
14th.
So much.
August
so
14th
much.
To 23rd.
The other day, and I just want to say this before we get to the off. The other day, I was driving past the Sydney Poitier Bridge. Y'all know it's like a whole beach flag football league going on there.
But there's Sand Wars.
Tournament, yeah, Sand Wars.
Do you watch the news?
I did. I
like, do you follow
the I found out after the fact. I had to actually go, I was like, what is the, you know, the beach
news
flag
is,
football?
News is no longer enough, John. But we will talk more about this when we get into the second half. Oh, cliffhanger. Find out how John was responsible for Klay Thompson and Megan Thee Stallion next.
Banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Always on the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Welcome Welcome back to the Accredited Powered by 10th Year Seniors here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Ronaldo, and Ricardo has given me a list of things that we cannot talk about if we want to keep our jobs here in the second half.
I'm Ricardo. It's not really about keeping jobs. It's about keeping peace. I'm a pacifist now.
I'm John Mark. I want
problems always.
I'm Joe Mark, and if you don't think that if I was dating a gal, I'd bring her to Nassau, y'all on air.
You know what? You know what's funny about that? I don't think he would. Like, I know my boy. I don't think he would. They go in some place where the people speak Spanish exclusively. You know why? Because he does as well.
That's so what.
I call Cap. Like taking him to Chile. I call Cap on that.
You okay, take him to Chile.
You know what? John would bring him home for a visit.
For what?
They'd get like a week.
But if you want to join this in any of our other controversial topics, you can reach out at 323-62.
Controversial, but what you mean?
32 or 325-45-4259 or toll free from the Family Islands at 242-300-5720. Text lines are also open. We have a couple of texts we need to get through now. You can hit us up at 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Text line powered by BTC.
You want to go to that first or?
Okay, now best friend is back. He said,
can you please stop doing that?
Your guess is right. The fact that Junkanoo Group will possibly be suspended on Monday is a big deal in sports and culture. And why don't y'all cover Junkanoo as a sport? Some Junkanooers say that it is. You tried to pull us into a Junkanoo conversation. That could only get us in trouble. But we can dive into it on the back end.
We've done chess. We've done poker. The only thing that's a sport.
We need to get back to darts, by the way.
Yeah. The only thing that's a sport in Junkanoo is when they get the results. But also, I'm a firm believer that Junkanoo should be more for the people than a competition.
Next actor said, hi again. You all are making my point. We don't need government or a marketing firm to promote. Create stories. We do it every day on talk shows. No government involved in that. Leave government for national events. Feds and clubs need to promote their own.
Just don't get someone mad to go send a letter.
I mean, but that's no, that hammers the point home. And we
what is the funding like for these federations? And
I can
because
the subvention is
go ahead
$80,000 a year
for each federation. For, or?
I think there's like an A category, B category,
does
C
that
category.
Is that for everything? So like with that,
that
you got to travel. That includes whatever.
So okay, here's the thing, and I could
going go, on one trip.
Half a trip, one trip.
That's
but
what
anyways,
saying.
No. But what it is it's this. It's that. I'll say this. A couple years ago, it was 20,000. Yeah,
I know what y'all was doing with that. Y'all was getting
it was 20,000, and then
what? You could only go to a tournament in Freeport.
Yeah. You gotta go to a tournament in Freeport. You basically got a charter flight to those people in the cargo bay.
And he was trying to make the Olympics.
Yeah, it got moved up to 80,000. No, but I'll say this: being in a federation and seeing how things work, there are special grants that are given in circumstances of things happening. So I would assume in a world championship year, the government would say, okay, we can give X amount more to track and field. Right. In our Olympic year, the government was able to say we can do X amount more, which would be a special sports grant, not a part of the subvention. But the subvention is they give you $80,000 to pretty much say you got to try to do everything you can with that.
Wow.
Which we all know, and the people in the ministry know too, that's not enough to run anything.
No.
But that's where we always come up and say Corps of Bahamas needs to step in and a whole bunch of things, and it just can't be – only want to step in with big names.
So not trying to get too deep into your federation experience, but relative to the overall operation of these federations and what is it like to raise money? Is there like normal? Like,
I could say it's the same. Sorry for just stopping you. The same way how 10YS tries to get money to get jobs. It is the same experience in the federation. Like it ain't easy. And this is the one thing that I will say that I would not discredit government for coming on board when it's needed. And it's especially when they know what the situation, the circumstances
they
are.
They do a great job of swooping in at the 11th hour and saving the day if there's not enough noise made around.
Now, hold on. This is why I asked those questions. I want to make this point in particular. You don't have to swoop in at the last minute.
You don't.
If you equip the departments and the ministries to do what their actual functions are. I'm not saying that the department and the ministry or government should take over the basketball federation, the soccer federation, any association, or even the JCMP. What I am saying is this.
See what you do, looping them in.
Hold on. You equip your ministries and departments to function as the promotional entity for these events. This is how you make your money back in partnership with these groups. Same way you do with Junkanoo. The government provides seed funding, but throughout the entire calendar year, you see promotion for Junkanoo. That should be the same thing for high school basketball, high school soccer, high school volleyball, primary school, whatever the sport, whatever the level. You have a built-in apparatus called the Department of Sports and a built-in apparatus called the Department of Culture that can promote these events on a calendar format. The same way we do right now for regatta. At the start of the year, we have a national regatta schedule that is put out. Where's the national sports schedule? Where's that? Where are we going? September is fast approaching.
I usually got to come up with one, and then me and John go over it, and then we give it to our editors.
Yeah, we got to submit it.
This is the crazy part.
Should we submit our calendar on Facebook to be like, this is the upcoming calendar of important stuff?
No, it's at that point.
We can miss 95. Basketball is going to be on there plenty.
But that is the point. This is how you ingratiate yourself to the public and you re-engineer the public to think of these things as important. You put it out. You promote it throughout the year. You put the persons associated with it in front of the media, in front of the press as constantly as possible to get persons to understand this is important. We should pay attention to it. It's simple.
I think it sounds really simple, but it's also, things are simple to people that have thought about it on that level, but what if you just never have, or what if you just don't have the people?
It's hard for me to accept that now.
No, you ain't wrong, but I'm saying the problem is when you don't have people around that think about things on these levels, then this is kind of what you get though.
We have not moved beyond...
Hey, we having a press conference to say this thing.
Before he goes, people think that the press conferences are the most important thing in the world.
And that's where my criticism is.
A press conference could just be a letter. You know what?
Could have been just a press release.
And we'll say the exposure dollars, but posts are more valuable. Banners are more valuable.
Social media is more valuable.
That's the whole thing. Everyone's going to see it. As Ricardo say, why ain't on TikTok?
TikTok is the bare minimum, but again, just as simple as that. Let me ask you like this. High school sports are about to take off in the next 2 months. Volleyball or basketball is first up. Who is the athletes that we need to watch during this upcoming season for both GSSSA, BISS, and the high school? There's no names, there's no discussion, there's no nothing. Those persons should be put at the forefront of high school sports. There should be some sort of sports program put on every nightly newscast to feature these persons. Where does some sit down?
You trying to put work on us?
No, not just us. What I'm trying to say is you already pay people to do this now. Why aren't we just seeing the results? Like, we have a department of sports whose sole focus is to grow and develop sports in the country.
Well, no. Okay, so with high school, the Ministry of Education comes in.
In partnership with the Department of Sports.
No, it's Ministry of Education controls it. From my understanding, It's the partnership is with Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. So it's really the Ministry of Education that runs high school sports.
I thought all the disciplines in terms of referees and development.
But the budget, if I'm not mistaken, comes out of education.
So if the budget comes out of education or sports, regardless of where it comes from, you still could get this work done.
Same building.
All I'm asking you to do is literally at the start of the school year, put on a promotional campaign for our young student athletes to give them the notoriety that they deserve.
That sounds better than the stuff I do every day. I'd like to do that.
No, this is why it's so frustrating to me. Because you have the capability in country to do. This is not no big contract that you have to give out.
No.
This is not some big consultant that you have to hire. It's not a huge contract the way that we normally do for things like this. You don't have to give out a $10 million contract.
I mean, that sounds good, though.
You could if you want to, but you don't have to. This is simple. You can hire a group of UB students right now and they love you. You can hire a group of experts right now to do all of your promotion for you. It's just ridiculous to me that we're in 2025 and we're still at this point. I can go on TikTok right now and tell you everything about the big three after three videos. I can't tell you nothing about Bahamian High School basketball. Like that, think about it. These are retired former NBA players.
You know the good thing about all of this, though? And I love where you're going with this, and that's why I just letting you take it and run. Because next May, this is a time to get things done. That's all I'm saying. This is a time to air your grievances. You know like how on Seinfeld when they have Festivus, and a part of Festivus is the airing of grievances? Well, in this season that we're in right now, there is the airing of grievances, and you try your best to get things done. Because, mate...
Here's my disappointment when it just comes to sports in this country, right? I know we have a Walk of Fame, which is great, right? it salutes the greatest of the greatest athletes that we have, and some people still aren't on it, like VJ. I don't know why he ain't on that list. You know,
he just get drafted. I don't care. 2 minutes
Kai
ago.
Needs to be on that as well.
All right, sorry.
We gotta up this game.
Skywalker is a gem.
Boy, Skywalker, good. But my thing is, we have a stadium, we have a gym, because you can't even call a basketball gym like a real stadium. And then you have a baseball stadium. We haven't gotten to a point where, you know, they could talk to some of these photographers and say, hey, what can we do to be able to showcase what has happened in the stadium? Because when I go to the States and I walk in the stadium, I see pictures of the concerts. I see pictures of the big moments.
That's true.
I see. So when you at least in there, you could see what's going on. All we have is just blank walls of just nothing.
Because when we were walking around in the catacombs of Barclays, when we were lost during the draft, you see every concert and everything that happened. That actually is an amazing idea. And that works into Carter's point about
getting experts.
Getting experts and cross-promotional things for everything that we have.
Because you know
all of these things should be tied in.
But you know what's impressive, right?
That's why it used to be the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. It kind of goes together. But we decided to say the sports element, we're going to give it to tourism because they could promote it internationally. The education portion, we could give...
But in the stadium, you should have the same pictures that commemorating when Buju had the comeback concert and the Bahamas Bowl and the World Relays, because all of that stuff happened.
And this
in
was
there,
a big missed opportunity of why Vibes. Now, just as they were Bahamas
the
Bowl
on that one.
There's no reason why when you're walking in one of the hallways in the stadium, you can put a picture of all the champions, like the coaches holding up the trophy, and put a football helmet next to it. Because when people come to try to say
it ain't gonna be no more.
No,
there's a museum out in, I think it's Nashville. I can't remember, somewhere in Tennessee.
I was like,
Nashville? There's a museum for it's Black American music history or something like that. You go through there and they have photos and they have QR codes. Very, very small room. But in the room is so much history because everything, they have all the photos and you can just scan the QR code and it takes you to a page that tells you the whole history of that element of Black music. And I'm like, that's something really creative. You could have a picture of Kai Jones and you could scan that. That could take you to a website that tells you the history of his high school years, his time in the U.S. going off to college there, getting into the pro. Every athlete you could.
So Ammo messaged me today because the Paul Pierce podcast took my photo and they put one with the VJ and Buddy, right?
Uh-huh.
On the thing, right? Not that I care. I wear a size 10 and a half. But all
you,
I'm,
you care a great deal.
All I'm saying is this. So Ammo messaged me and he said, where would I rank that in pictures that I've taken, right?
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, when I took it, it wasn't even a thought to be ranked. Now it has to be like top 10. But that's the type of stuff you want to put in the stadiums to be like, these are the moments that were captured before some of these people were big, when people started giving back. So it's like, when you're in the stadium at least, you have something to do. You have something to look around and be like, oh, okay, that's a pretty cool thing. When you go into the bathroom, you could put pictures on the urinals so people could see what it is. Like, that's just how it is.
Yeah. That goes back to the point that Happy was making about having the entire, building the entire product. All of this is building the product. We're not building the product.
And the reason we're not building the product is because we refuse to put the foundational elements in place that John just spoke about. In order for you to build anything going up, the foundation needs to be strong. We've not established amongst ourselves what that foundation would look like. We've not established what the foundation of John Canoe should be. So we just have hoopla where everybody can shut down a parade. A parade owned by the people of the Bahamas, we can say, yeah, we're shutting it down. Any group that associates with anything outside of us is now banned from participating in Boxing Day and New Year's, the two biggest. How does that work? How does that make sense?
It's not going to work. Don't trip about it. But the thing about it is, and mentioning the storytelling and mentioning your trip that you had in Tennessee and just seeing that, and that was something we was talking about last week, because I feel like a big part of the reason that we miss so much, or that things aren't as culturally ingrained as they should be, is because the archiving and the storytelling just wasn't there.
Shut
like
off.
I could go on YouTube right now and pull up, we all were pretty much raised by ESPN, we could find anything on HBO Sports, anything
30 for 30
on ESPN,
existed.
All of that. And that was revolutionary. But we don't have that kind of thing to talk about with our heroes of the past. I mean, shoot, that was a part of the reason why we started. Because we were like, you know what? People aren't telling the stories about
the people doing this today.
We're
paying an entire department inside public broadcasting called BIS. That still exists. And their whole job is to be an information service. We have a whole national broadcast station called ZNS.
They're still doing something.
they just do a little something every now and again. But what I'm saying to you is these are the things we need to task that agency with to ensure that the memories that are being created today are never forgotten moving forward. We've already lost too much in a space where the creativity was lackluster. Now we can take it because everybody has a cell phone. Everybody has a top quality camera. Everybody has a recording device. We could tell stories and narratives unlike ever before and save it for the annals of time. We're just missing an opportunity to do that because, like I said when we started the show, we just doing things now for the circle amongst us. If you like track and I like track, I guess we would tell each other that a track event happening and we'll all meet by the track and that's it. But what about the casual fans that we need to attract to make this an important event? Where's the promotion for that? And that's where my frustration is.
Well, we'll go back to say they don't want to spend money that they seem unnecessary.
They already spending it.
They ain't spending on advertising.
That's the problem. They already spending it. You spending the money, just put it to good things. Like, you already have a staff. My question again, what is that staff doing? And this ain't me calling for nobody's job. What is the staff doing if not their actual... what is their actual job?
One thing that I do, like, agree with spending the money properly. If there is any event that is co-sponsored, sponsored by government, there is no reason why I shouldn't be on TV. That's first and foremost.
And that seems like the bare minimum and the simplest thing, right? The fact that these... Because, okay, understood, you're not getting people to come out of there. Fine, whatever. At what point are we going to pivot and go to plan B? Okay, let's take it to the people then.
Mm-hmm.
That seems very simple. And that's not something that... I know you mentioned government, but that ain't even something that you actually need them for.
No, I'm saying that should be in every budget. Like, every budget that comes in should have a part of production budget to say, we need to get this on TV or be able to pay a production company to be able to... Because one thing I do remember is when Bahamas Games was on, it was given to ZNS and KO Bahamas, if I'm not mistaken, the TV stuff, so they didn't have to pay for it, and they took on the cost for whatever it was to find sponsors. But look at the traction that got.
I thought that was going to be a game changer. I'm not going to lie.
And that there, people got to realize, if someone watches something on TV one day, they're going to say, oh, I got to go to that. It's still going on.
We had multiple sports. Everything was being broadcast. We were like, I was like, look at us being a proper country. This is amazing. This is going to change everything moving forward. Yeah. It ain't changed nothing.
Didn't do a thing.
We just went back. It's just the same. But we could be at there this afternoon, though.
No, by all means, do that. But
thankfully, it's going to be two of us.
It's just puzzling to me that John mentioned about you paying people to do the job. If the salaries are being paid, let's just get something out of it, bro. That's all I keep saying. I don't have a problem, like, when people make noise about there's so much corruption and there's so much, you know, you're doing it for friends, lovers, or whatever. But get your money, bro.
You know
but
what
all makes, I say yeah, is while you just get do your the money, job. Just get the job
if
done.
If you get the job done, no one could care about corruption that much.
That's crazy to me. Like, that's all it is.
No, they could care a little less. Yeah, no, but I'm saying they're not going to care as much. Like, oh, no, they took $10 million, but hey, we got everything.
Carter, could you do me a favor?
Go ahead.
And I don't want to put you on the spot. We'll give you like 2 minutes to filibuster if you're not ready. Me and John could just talk about something else. Could you explain to me everything that's going on in the Junkanoo thing, but in basketball terms?
You try to get me in trouble.
I'm trying to understand it.
So it would be perfect. You know what's happening right now with the LeBron thing, trying to start a new league, right?
Yes.
That's exactly what's happening. That's exactly what's happening.
So like Live Golf? They doing a Live Golf?
Yes.
So where are they rushing? So PI?
Land Grant. And when I say they, I'm referring to the JCNP.
Uh-huh.
He was on, I think, with Dwight on Thursday or Friday, where he specified that they're going to look into the land grant that was provided them a few years back and figure out if they can host their own parades there. So the point that they're...
Are they going to build a stage? They got to build a stage.
That is what everybody's waiting to see clarified, because it's not clear exactly what is being said now. But based on the communication that has come out of the JCMP, it's more along the lines of, well, we manage the parade, so we should be able to structure how the parade works. And anybody who wants to participate in the parades that we manage...
So who structures the parades now?
The JCMP.
And they do a terrible job. I ain't even going
to lie. According to them, the parade...
According to them, no.
The parades have improved. The parades have gotten better. Their whole point is that the problems that you see, there may be issues... They just have to figure out where those issues lie.
You mean start time?
I'm not getting into that, John. You're going to get me in trouble.
I'm just saying. I don't know one Junkanoo that started on time in my lifetime.
The confusion here is this. if they just manage the two biggest parades, they're now saying that anybody who wants to participate in those two parades can't participate in anything that they've deemed non-sanctioned.
This sounds exactly like PGA and LIV Golf.
And this is how it started. And this is why I've been this entire week getting upset. Because
we see what happened with that.
Right.
They had to bend the knee.
And I'm saying we don't even have to get there because there's so many
examples. So you're saying we're going to have the majors of junk canoe rushing.
Yes.
Four majors a year where everyone comes together to see who's the best.
Ah.
It does not need to get to this
point. Where are we going, Fish Fry? Oh,
boy. That's where are they going
to
have it?
Okay, if we had to pick four spots, right? To be in the majors.
Okay.
Fish Fry would be one, right?
Yes.
For junk canoe? Yeah.
Fish Fry, Potter's Key Dock. Definitely the Gladstone Road site, and then
Rawson Square.
Wait.
CP got a grant to do something with. They're supposed to have like festivals and stuff.
By Fusion?
I know exactly where Gladstone Road, but it's more closer to
Carmichael.
The Carmichael and the Gladstone Road.
By Aquinas.
Yeah, somewhere in that area.
I ain't got no Aquinas for junk canoe.
You gotta go to Aquinas style. You can go somewhere nearby there. But yes, that's the whole point. But we don't have to get to that level. We can resolve these issues now.
That ain't our way. That is not us as a people.
So right now they're telling, because the next big junk canoe event is, of course, Emancipation Day, which is this coming Monday. And they're saying to every
group. Do people know that? And do they know it's not called August Monday?
They learned it the hard way. But they're telling Genesis is one of the most recent additions to the category A group.
Warhawks.
Right. And they're telling Genesis if they participate in Emancipation Day that they can't then go on to participate in Boxing Day. And Genesis is like, well, you can't tell us that because you don't really own junk.
So they're trying to Rory McIlroy.
Definitely. Ooh. That's exactly this the situation.
This is interesting. It is exactly like Liv Gold. Like, I'm listening to him explain. See, this is why I need all things explained in sports terms, because now I get it.
And that's why it pisses me off, because I've seen what happened with golf. This does not need to happen to junk canoe.
Of course it does.
Let's just sit around the table. Let's make resolutions. Let's get the Valley Boys back together, because clearly that's an issue. Yeah. And then we can go ahead and get...
I kind of enjoyed the last year.
I have not.
It has so been an amazing time. So who planned
the independence rush out? What was that?
So normally that's group activity. So what they're saying is if you want to participate in anything like that...
expert.
If you want to participate in anything like that, you have to go but not say who you are. Because the second you use junk canoe terminology like the Valley Boys.
Wait a minute, you can't go as the group. You cannot, first of all, you cannot have junk canoe without people asking who are we. It is a Bahamian right, you know, to say who are we whenever you hear goatskin drums.
Well, this
and
is
any
you know how many this is what the JCMP is out there.
If this is what the JCMP is saying, I don't even know
how to hear it and not say who are we.
If you go out and you go as any of the groups that we now know, you're breaking the rules.
So now you're saying this, right? So if I went there and I said I'm the JCMP, right? Uh-huh. Now I just kicked the JCMP out, like, because I'm claiming them?
Well, no. What if you
just make new groups?
That's possible.
New names that they don't know.
The Fun Sons.
You could do that and you wouldn't be in error. So
NYS.
See, this is why, and this is the only reason I agree with it.
The dream is to have a junk canoe group.
I agree with it, because now I feel like we could make like super junk canoe groups. We could get the best segments of each group. We could get the best segments of each group and have them participate. So like, if you feel like, if, you know, people always say, well, if you get volleyball, toxic. Bring those groups together, have them rush under no name, and let's see what it's like.
This is what I love about sports. Hold on, I need this to actually.
Like, so that's like what I want.
Is this like an all-star game?
You could make it that.
All-star junk canoe. Wait, who is against this? Nobody should be against this. All-star junk canoe. The best costume builders. All of y'all go to one group.
not more.
But see, this is why I'm saying there's so many great things that we could do with junk canoe. We opt not to do, because we just want to have these weird tribal fights. It's strange to me. Like, I always thought that one of these parades, whether it's Emancipation Day or Independence Day, you have the brasso there like we do for Independence Day now. But you allow them to perform set melodies or whatever.
You
just allow them to show
the
reach.
The best drummer and the best person playing the trombone and what?
I don't get it, but shout out. I just want
and the best dancers.
I gotta say,
no much TikTok
again.
That is.
That's a lot of TikTok.
Guy, I gotta say, make junk canoe great.
Guy could be the choreographer. We could have our elite celebrities be the leaders of said section.
We need them to weigh in on this, but then so much of them from Grand Bahama. Also, who controls the other stuff? Because the NP part.
Yeah,
of JCNP. Isn't that just for this?
Yeah, they just control the New Providence end of John Canoe. So the Family Island and the John Canoes is still controlled by the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. So that's why it's always wet. So what they're saying is for the parades that they manage, if you don't follow their rules, you can't participate in
their
parade.
So is this like the Hawkesbill Agreement or something where they have, you know, did they like pay the government to own the rights?
We got 2 minutes. We got 2 minutes left. Do we, to end the show on a bit of levity, do we want to get into how weird it is that so many men are upset by Klay Thompson and Megan Thee Stallion's relationship?
I definitely want to get there.
And how John caused it.
That's the part I wanted to get into. John, how did they reach the Bahamas with nobody knowing that they was together?
Wait, this is a grown man. Klay Thompson makes hundreds of millions of dollars in his career. You ever heard this thing called private flying?
No.
I've never heard of it.
I assume all Bahamians assume that Bahamas are American Airlines together and then surprised everybody.
Hey, Klay, you do you. I'm proud of you, man.
That'll do it. What did we learn today? We learned that this John Canoe thing is kind of like what's happening with Liv Gulf. The results may be the same. We learned that Klay Thompson is a grown man.
Please go and talk to Rory McIlroy. He'll tell you the whole story.
And we also learned that we need to do better with promotion. See y'all at the track.